Howard Dean and John Edwards campaigned in Wisconsin today, insisting that the race for the Democratic nomination is not over. Despite John Kerry's mounting delegate count, his opponents are not letting up. They're hoping, if not for a win next week in Wisconsin, then at least a chance to slow Senator Kerry's momentum. NPR's Robert Smith reports.
Howard Dean, at every stop in Wisconsin this week, is telling polite crowds that inside them, they are truly rebels, that in the heart of the Wisconsin voter is a maverick streak.
I think Wisconsin has a long history of having their voters stand up for people like Bob La Follette, Bill Proxmire, Russ Feingold, who stood up for what they believed in, who weren't part of the corrupt political culture.
Next Tuesday's primary, Dean says, is the chance to live up to that long Wisconsin tradition, if it existed.
I think it's largely a myth.
John McAdams is a political science professor at Marquette University in Milwaukee. He admits that there have been surprises in Wisconsin primaries before, but he doesn't see it happening this time.
In fact, there's really little evidence that there is anything about Wisconsin or Wisconsin's political culture that's going to allow the Dean message or is going to allow the Edwards message to resonate better here than it would resonate somewhere else.
But McAdams says there's still a few wild cards. General Wesley Clark was polling second in Wisconsin. Now that he's dropped out, no one is sure where his supporters will go. And with a major debate in Milwaukee this weekend, there is still a chance that Kerry could make a mistake. Howard Dean isn't waiting for such a Kerry stumble. He's actively trying to bring him down. At a speech and press conference in front of technical college students in Milwaukee yesterday, Dean went after the Massachusetts senator.
I think Senator Kerry is clearly not the best person to carry the banner of the Democrats in this race because he's behaved so much like a Republican, both in his voting record and in his political practices of fundraising. When you act the way Senator Kerry does, he appears to be more like George Bush than he does like a Democrat.
Some of the students left the event yesterday wondering what happened to the inspirational Howard Dean. Kimberly Fitton, an education major at the college, said this kind of campaigning doesn't play well in Wisconsin.
It seemed like he just bickered most of the time about what Kerry did. And if you don't want to make it like a trash fight, what you need to do is focus on what makes you great, what makes you a good president incumbent, what makes you who you are, and not what makes Kerry who he is. He gave Kerry so much press, Kerry should have been there instead of him.
As Howard Dean is sharpening his attacks, John Edwards is taking a different approach to Wisconsin. Keep smiling and never mention John Kerry. At an Edwards rally at the University of Wisconsin in Green Bay, at least a few Wesley Clark supporters show up, willing to be wooed. Phil Samilla is an out-of-work audio technician from Green Bay.
I don't feel John Kerry is the answer, so I'm sort of searching for a better candidate. And so we're trying to see if John Edwards is the guy.
Edwards spoke for a half an hour to the crowd. His populist message worked well in a town that's seen paper mills close down.
It's not just jobs going overseas. These are entire industries going overseas. So what are we going to do about it? Well, we're going to start by having a different trade policy in this country. We're not going to have trade agreements like NAFTA. We're not going to just have free trade. How about a little fair trade so that American workers actually get a chance to compete?
After the speech, the former Clark supporter, Phil Samilla, said he was impressed.
Yeah, he connected right off the bat when he came right in with the factories are moving to Mexico. That's the number one problem in Wisconsin is jobs. And that's the number one problem in my situation, anyhow.
The only clue that Edwards didn't fully make the sale is that as the crowd broke up, people could be heard talking about what a good vice president he would make. Even though John Kerry hasn't visited the state in months, his presence hovers over these political events here. He's still leading in the polls in Wisconsin, and as his rivals crisscrossed the state working the crowds, Kerry took the day off. Robert Smith, NPR News, Madison, Wisconsin.